السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب، صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa. This morning I received one email and it says, a psychologist from Netherlands, Professor Van der Hoeven, announced his discovery about the effect of reading the Quran and repeating the word Allah both on patients and on normal persons. A psychologist, Professor Van der Hoeven of Netherlands, announced his discovery about the effect of reading the Quran and repeating the word Allah both on patients and on normal persons. The Dutch professor confirms his discovery with studies and research applied on many patients over a period of 3 years. Some of his patients were non-Muslims, others do not speak Arabic and were trained to pronounce the word Allah clearly. The result was great, particularly on those who suffered dejection and tension. Al-Watan, a Saudi newspaper, reported that the psychologist was quoted to say that Muslims who can read Arabic and who read the Quran regularly can protect themselves from psychological diseases. The psychologist explained how each letter in the word Allah affects healing of psychological diseases. He pointed out in his research that pronouncing the first letter in the word Allah, which is the letter Alif, released from the respiratory system, controls breathing. He added that pronouncing the velar consonant, that is lam, in the Arabic way, with the tongue touching slightly the upper part of the jaw, producing a short pause and then repeating the same pause constantly, relaxes the aspiration. Also pronouncing the last letter, which is the letter ha, makes it contact between the lungs and the heart, and in turn this contact controls the heartbeat. Now all this research which is being done and the conclusion which they have come to, it is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's way of proving in these times of modern day technology when science is at its zenith. So Allah Ta'ala gives man that aqal or inspires him to undertake such kind of research and then come to that same conclusion which the Quran Sharif came to more than 1400 years ago. Or in fact, when it was revealed, it is the kalam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, so there's no time space on it too. It is only we say that it was revealed to Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam more than 1400 years ago. But the Quran is the sifat of Allah Ta'ala, is the kalam of Allah Ta'ala. So which means that from time immemorial, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had mentioned, Ala bi dhikrillah tatma'innul qulub. Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, I heard from my Shaykh, he used to say that when this word Allah is used in this ayat, it says, apne kaan se ghaflat ki rui nikal karke suno. It says, take off that wax of negligence from your ears and listen. Allah Ta'ala says, take that wax out, because it seems that the sound is not penetrating deep inside because of the wax. So remove that. And then listen carefully, that it is only in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala that the hearts will find satisfaction. The hearts find satisfaction only in the remembrance of Allah. There's hasar there. In nothing else will it find satisfaction. For everything there is nourishment, there is food that's required. The food of the heart is zikrullah. But repeatedly I have said that zikrullah does not mean merely saying Allah, Allah or reading some tasbih. Zikrullah is the remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala at all times, doing everything as Allah Ta'ala is pleased with and He has ordered. Then Allah Ta'ala will automatically give that person sukoon in his heart. The more he is going to remember Allah Ta'ala, As far as the tasbihat are concerned, the zikr is concerned, which we make, la ilaha illallah, subhanallah, etc., it is to develop that consciousness of the conscious presence of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala at all times. To develop that, we say keep taking His name in abundance, so that after that when you're driving also, instead of some song tune, humming some song tune, the person suddenly it comes, Allah, Allah, Allah. Oh, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. So that reminds the person that I am driving this car, so now I must be conscious of the fact that my Allah is watching the movement of this car. Where am I taking this car to? That is the zikr of Allah Ta'ala now in that car. That the person now is conscious. It's not that he's making tasbih Allah Allah and driving to the cinema, making subhanallah, subhanallah and going straight to the wild coast. That is not zikr. So the zikr will mean that now this person is conscious of the fact that my Allah Ta'ala is watching my movements and the movement of this car. Where am I taking this car to? Where am I taking my feet to? What are my eyes watching? Where will I be spending my money? So that will be the zikr now. The person is in his business, so he's conscious of the fact that my Allah Ta'ala is watching. So I must not cheat, I must not deceive. I must transact only in the manner that Shariat allows. I must not sell anything that is haram, no matter what kind of profit I get from that haram transaction. And alhamdulillah, that one example, I don't know how many brothers have written to me, and even sisters also, about that pig example. It's a very dirty, filthy example, but sometimes those are the only examples that drive home the message. And for those who may not have heard it, I repeat that when a person wins money at the casino, at the casino or in some lottery, the lotto, now it comes in the newspaper, has gone to 40 million and 30 million. Now the saliva is flowing of this Muslim brother also, and Muslim sister also. Hi, if I only get that 20 million, 40 million, my life will be made. So at such a time, just think that I am a Muslim. Whether a billion comes, or 10 billion comes, or 1 million comes, but if it is haram, then it is like winning 10 million pigs. Same time, think that I have won nothing but 10 million pigs in the eyes or the sight of Allah Ta'ala. Pork is haram, and this gambling money is also haram. So what is the difference? So now if somebody has to phone this Muslim and say, Assalamu alaikum, because these people at the casinos also, they've learned Assalamu alaikum. They make salam also now. Because they say the best customers are the Muslims, best clients. So if that person says that you have won 1 or 10 million pigs, so kindly get one big farm to accommodate this 10 million pigs we'll be delivering this afternoon. What will that person say? Toba, toba, astaghfirullah, awla wala quwata illa billah. You may swear him and curse him too. So what am I going to do with 10 million pigs? It's haram, totally haram. My children won't like to see pigs in my yard. My parents don't like to see pigs in my yard. My family wouldn't like to see pigs in my yard. I wouldn't like to see pigs in my yard. So if you can't see pigs in your yard, can you see the 1 million in the form of pigs? That is what we have earned. What else will it get? Haram will always lead to destruction. It's filth. The person must consider it as filth. So the zikr now will be that where is that money going? What kind of earning there is? He must not sell anything haram. So zikr is something that is 24 hours of the day. In different departments of life, there must be this remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Not only in the masjid. But the masjid is a place where we repair the car. The vehicle of the heart is repaired here. Where there's a damage to the car, when there's a smash that has taken place, accident has taken place, then we don't park the car on the road and bring all the equipment there and start repairing. Everybody doesn't do that. minor repairs we undertake it anyway. But all major panel beating, we take it to some panel beater and he will remove all those dents. And then after scrubbing and polishing and removing the dents and replacing the parts which are badly damaged, then he gives it to us in showroom condition. So the masjid is for the repairs. That here we take the name of Allah Ta'ala in abundance, we make our namaz, we make our tilawat of the Quran Sharif, we make our dua, istighfar, tawbah, so that we are now in a showroom condition, and then we are able to now drive on the highway at high speed. Now depending on how well the repairs have been undertaken and how good the engine is now, that is how fast the person will be able to move. So these people, their conclusions and their research, we must make shukr to Allah Ta'ala that He is using those who reject belief in the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to prove those very things that the Quran and the Sunnah says. So we make shukr Allah Ta'ala is using them. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that it is only in His remembrance that the hearts will find satisfaction. Many people, they make statements like that. What will only zikr do? Indeed, what they're saying is right. Only zikr won't do anything. Only namaz, only roza, only tilawat. But nobody is saying that it should be only zikr, only tilawat, only roza. What we are saying, it must be a package. But until the heart does not desire to do that which is right, how is it going to make the person practice and act upon what he is listening? Quran Sharif, the whole of Quran Sharif can be recited, all the Hadith Sharifs can be quoted, but yet sometimes it doesn't stir the heart of the person. The darkness remains. So once again Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, out of His tawfiq and ihsan and fazal, brought us to a majlis of zikr. And in this majlis of zikr, what else do? But we make zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayh, in one of his du'as, he said, "Oh Allah, I am selling my hands to You." So my hands, I am selling it to You. He's telling Allah Ta'ala. Of course, we must remember that these are great walis of Allah Ta'ala. It's not that they were indulging in sins like us, but it's for us. He says, "These hands of mine, which has been bought off by nafs and shaitan, and as a result, I'm indulging in so much of sins. I want You to buy it, take it away from me." In other words, the power of the hands is, we normally say that, like the Quran Sharif also says, "Zahara al-fasadu fil barri wal bahri bima kasabat aydin nas." Mischief, fasad has appeared on land and on sea because of the doings of the hands of men. Now that doesn't mean only the actions of the hands, but it is a terminology, it is used. So like that we say that if... So he is saying that these hands of mine, I want you to purchase it, buy it off. Because if you buy it off, then I will not be able to indulge in sins. And then he gives an example, or he quotes, he says that in the Hadith Sharif it comes, that one abid on the day of Qiyamah, he will be told that your maghfirat will take place because of Allah Ta'ala's fazal. Allah Ta'ala's fazal, His ihsan, His kindness, His forgiveness, that He will forgive your sins. He said, "No, what about the 200 years of ibadat that I made? 200 years I did not disobey Allah Ta'ala for one second. So I should get jannat because of my 200 years ibadat." So Allah Ta'ala will tell the angels, just pass him near the fire of Jahannam, not inside, but from the outside, let him pass. But just the outside, the heat will be so much that this person will almost faint with thirst. He'll be so thirsty. So he'll tell the angels, "Please give me some water to drink." So they'll say, "Well, water, we can give you one tumbler of water, but it's going to cost you 200 years of ibadat." So he will say, "Well, take the 200 years of ibadat, but give me the water." So it's 200 years of ibadah, that one glass of water, it's all over. Now again he will feel very, very thirsty. So Allah Ta'ala will tell him, he just now tell him, that your 200 years of ibadah is gone in one tumbler of water. Now what have you got? Then he'll say, Ya Allah, out of your maghfirat, forgive me. So it is a tawfiq of Allah Ta'ala, otherwise it is not a payment. It is not like we did something and Allah Ta'ala gave us the tawfiq. We must keep asking Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to remember Him in abundance, and Allah Ta'ala must make our lives such that our akhlaq, our character, our dealings, our relationship with our parents, our children, our families, our friends and our society, our clients and customers, with everybody, it must be that which is pleasing to Allah Ta'ala. Then that is true zikrullah. But it won't come overnight. There has to be an effort and a mujahada that has to be made. And the more mujahada the person makes, the more Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala rewards him and blesses him.
لذتِ ذکرِ نامِ خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن لذتِ ذکرِ نامِ خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا پا گیا وہ بہار وطن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن ہے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے ہے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن ہے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن ہے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن
Just giving up one city and going away somewhere else, leaving one country and going away somewhere else and say we made hijrat. That is not sufficient. He zaruri gunaho ko bhi chhod de. It's very, very important that the person must give up sins, make hijrat from sins.
He zaruri gunaho ko bhi chhod de. Asl hijrat nahi, sirf tarke watan. یہ فیضان آہو فغاں دیکھ لو یہ فیضان آہو فغاں دیکھ لو دامن کوہ میں دل ہے کیسا مگن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن بالیقین پائے گا نسبت اولیاء بالیقین پائے گا نسبت اولیاء جس کے دل کو لگی ہے خدا سے لگن بالیقین پائے گا نسبت اولیاء جس کے دل کو لگی ہے خدا سے لگن
The person who is in search of Allah تبارک و تعالی He wants that nisbat, that connection Not the person that's taking it so casual and relaxed That if we get Allah تعالی well and good If we don't get Him then what? نعوذ باللہ So then that person will never find that connection with Allah تعالی But the person who is repenting, he's making istighfar, he's making tawbah, he's trying, he's making his namaz, zikr, tilawat, putting his deals right and repaying whomsoever, whatever is due, making his qazas, in search, he says, I want that connection with Allah Ta'ala. Then will yaqeen paayega nisbat-e awliya. Then he will definitely get that nisbat of the awliya-e siddiqeen, of the friends of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala.
Shahre mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahin شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن
Whichever is the city of the beloved, the عاشقs, that is their وطن. Their desire is to be in that city where the محبوب is, where the beloved is. Their heart is always in that city. Majnoon was one time writing on the ground with his finger. So somebody asked him, "What are you writing?" He said, "I'm practicing the name of Layla, writing Layla, Layla, Layla on the ground. Sometimes to write in the atmosphere with his fingers." Why? Because his heart was always there. So the heart of the lover is always there where the beloved is. So if that is the case, then he says, "Fir madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun? Fir madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun? Kaash hota madine mein mera watan." If that is the case of this worldly ashiks and lovers, "Fir madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun?" Then where can I tell you about the enjoyment of Madina Sharif? Kaash, oh Allah, I wish Medina had been my hometown. "Fir madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun? Kaash hota madine mein mera watan. Shahre mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahin. Aashiqon ka suna hai wohi hai watan. Fir madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun? Fir madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun? Fir madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun? Kaash hota madine mein mera watan. Kaash hota madine mein mera watan. Lazzat-e-zikr-e-naam-e-khuda hai chaman aur ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht-o-daman. Kis tarah main kahun dil se ae dosto? Kis tarah main kahun dil se ae dosto? Zindabad ae watan, zindabad ae watan. Kis tarah main kahun dil se ae dosto? Zindabad ae watan, zindabad ae watan. Main watan mein magar dil madine mein hai. Hain watan mein magar dil madine mein hai. Ae Madina fida tujh pe ho sad watan. Hain watan mein magar dil madine mein hai. Ae Madina fida tujh pe ho sad watan. Lazzat-e-zikr-e-naam-e-khuda hai chaman aur ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht-o-daman. Lazzat-e-zikr-e-naam-e-khuda hai chaman aur ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht-o-daman. Nek logon mein ho sahib-e-dard-e-dil. Nek logon mein ho sahib-e-dard-e-dil. He chaman mein jaise koi rashk-e-chaman. Lazzat-e-zikr-e-naam-e-khuda hai saman aur ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht-o-daman. We have to create the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam to such an extent that it becomes extremely easy after that for us to do everything that is pleasing to them and to distance ourselves from everything that's displeasing. Wallah, recently there's so many people that are writing, phoning, but I just can't seem to find that one person who tells me that I'm very happy. I'm very happy in my sins. How can you ever find one like that? All are pareshan. And the best part is they admit also that this is my weakness, this is my sickness, this is my disease. I'm addicted to TV and movie and drugs and drink and women. And as a result, my life is restless. There's no barkat in my rizq. I earn and earn and I'm still same place. Businesses are collapsing. Home life, there's no happiness. third world war is in the families. So where will we find that peace? Again, Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. If we know what our sickness and disease is, then what should we be doing? Take the medication, throw out from our lives those things that are causing the problem. We will never find it in ta'weezes. How can we find it in ta'weezes? The ta'weez has such a power, is it such a powerful weapon that Allah Ta'ala's azab that's coming because of our sins, it will stop that azab. But if we get this connection with Allah Ta'ala, after that, whatever the condition, the person will be finding peace within himself. There'll be a sukoon in his heart, because he will believe that it is coming from my beloved Allah. And it's coming so that it increases my remembrance of him. Allah Ta'ala is then sending it for difficult conditions so that we increase our remembrance of him. So either he'll give us a state of shukr or sabr, test us for shukr or sabr. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of amal. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
मजाल है कुछ भी कर सकूं मैं जो तू न तौफीक ऐ खुदा दे मजाल है कुछ भी कर सकूं मैं जो तू न तौफीक ऐ खुदा दे तेरी मशीयत है सब पे गालिब ये हेच हैं सब मेरे इरादे बहुत दिनों रह चुका निकम्मा बस अब मुझे काम का बना दे बहुत दिनों रह चुका निकम्मा बस अब मुझे काम का बना दे मैं कब से हूँ महवे ख्वाब गफलत बस अब जगा दे बस अब जगा दे ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں.
At that time, seriously think of ourselves instead of others. That everyone is a flower in this garden of Allah Ta'ala. The only one that's a thorn is myself.
تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں मुझे भी कुछ फिक्र आखिरत हो, बहुत ही गफलत शेआर में हूँ। रहा मैं बेकार जिंदगी भर, बस अब तो मशगूल कार में हूँ। रहा मैं बेकार जिंदगी भर, बस अब तो मशगूल कार में हूँ। हर दम करूँ मैं ऐ मेरे बारी, अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह, 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 अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह। जब सांस लूं मैं हो जाए जारी, अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह, 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 अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह। तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही, बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा। तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही, बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा। गुना में आलूदा हो रहा है, रुमा रुमा बाल बाल मेरा। तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही, बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा। गुना में आलूदा हो रहा है, रुआ रुआ बाल बाल मेरा। तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही, बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा। ओ अल्लाह, यू नो व्हाट फिल्थी डर्टी कंडीशन माय हार्ट इज इन। मैलस, ग्रीड, प्राइड, एरोगेंस, एनवी, जेलसी, evil passions and desires. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the condition of my heart. Guna me aluda ho raha hai, ruwa ruwa baal baal mera. Every hair of my body is immersed in the ocean of sins.
तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही, बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा। गुना में आलूदा हो रहा है, रुआ रुआ बाल बाल मेरा। ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के, दुरुस्त कर दे माल मेरा। ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के, दुरुस्त कर दे माल मेरा। तेरी मोहब्बत में अब जीऊं मैं, उसी में हो इंतकाल मेरा।
ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के, दुरुस्त कर दे माल मेरा। तेरी मोहब्बत में अब जीऊं मैं, उसी में हो इंतकाल मेरा। हर दम करूं मैं ऐ मेरे बारी, अल्लाहू अल्लाह अल्लाहू अल्लाह, अल्लाहू अल्लाह अल्लाहू अल्लाह, अल्लाहू अल्लाह अल्लाहू अल्लाह, अल्लाहू अल्लाह अल्लाहू अल्लाह, अल्लाहू अल्लाह अल्लाहू अल्लाह। जब सांस लूं मैं हो जाए जारी, अल्लाहू अल्लाह अल्लाहू अल्लाह, 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 अल्लाहू अल्लाह अल्लाहू अल्लाह। करम से तेरे बईद क्या है, जो फजल मुझ पर भी मेरे रब हो। But oh Allah, you are Kareem, and Kareem gives to those who are not even deserving. We know that we are not deserving of your rahmat and mercy, but oh Allah, since you are Kareem, we have such high hopes in you that you will not deprive us of your rahmat. So again, there's a balance between khawf and umid or hope. We must neither lose hope, and we must neither have so much of hope that we have no khawf and no fear. करम से तेरे बईद क्या है, जो फजल मुझ पर भी मेरे रब हो। तेरी मदद हो मेरी हो कोशिश, तेरी कशिश हो मेरी तलब हो। बदी में गुजरी है उम्र सारी, नसीब तौफीक नेक अब हो। बदी में गुजरी है उम्र सारी, नसीब तौफीक नेक अब हो। रहूं मैं मशगूल जिक्र व ताअत, बस अब यही शुगल रोज़ो शब हो। हर दम करूं मैं ऐ मेरे बारी, अल्लाहू अल्लाह अल्लाहू अल्लाह, अल्लाहू अल्लाह अल्लाहू अल्लाह, अल्लाहू अल्लाह अल्लाहू अल्लाह, अल्लाहू अल्लाह अल्लाहू अल्लाह, अल्लाहू अल्लाह अल्लाहू अल्लाह। जब सांस लूं मैं हो जाए जारी, अल्लाहू अल्लाह अल्लाहू अल्लाह, अल्लाहू अल्लाह अल्लाहू अल्लाह, अल्लाहू अल्लाह अल्लाहू अल्लाह, अल्लाहू अल्लाह अल्लाहू अल्लाह, अल्लाहू अल्लाह अल्लाहू अल्लाह। ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह जल्ल जलालुहु। لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ 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 دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ illallahu illallah illallahu illallah.
Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم، برحمتك نستغيث. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا غياث المستغيثين. ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. او مائی بلاڈ اللہ، او مائی رحیم اللہ، او مائی کریم اللہ، او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ، O my kind, compassionate, loving Allah. O my most caring Allah. O my most beautiful Allah. There is none like you, O my Allah. Ay Allah, Tu hi hamara khuda hai. Tu hi hamara malik hai. Tu hi hamara khaliq hai. Allah, You are our sustainer. You are our nourisher and cherisher. Ya Allah, in spite of all our sins, oh my beloved Allah, You are giving us so much to eat, to drink, to wear. Our heart, liver, lungs all functioning. Our sight, our hearing, our speech all salamat. Ay mere Allah, Tu jaisa pyara Allah koi nahi. Ay Allah, Tu jaisa haleem Allah koi nahi. There is no one more tolerant than You, O my beloved Allah. If there had been another Allah, He would have destroyed us by now. He would have ordered the earth to open and swallow each and every one of us. He would have opened up the heavens and drowned all of us. Ey mere pyare khuda, Tu kitna pyara khuda hai. How forgiving You are, how tolerant You are, how merciful You are. Oh Allah, oh my beloved Allah, day and night we use Your given ni'mats for Your disobedience. Allah, the sight that You have blessed us with we use for Your disobedience. The hearing You have given us for Your disobedience. Our speech for Your disobedience. Our hands and feet for Your disobedience. Our heart and mind for Your disobedience. Oh my Allah, every ni'mat of Yours we use for Your disobedience. Yet, O Allah, You give us power of speech and sight and hearing. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of our actions and our condition. O my beloved Allah, we are ashamed of our actions and condition. Ya Allah, we know we have taken great advantage. But O my beloved Allah, that is Your shan to forgive. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards You with repentance. O my Allah, what else has kept us up here this part of the night? Ya Allah, what else is there that is causing us to raise our hands before You? Ya Allah, we are raising these begging bowls before You. Oh my Allah, because we have great hope in Your forgiveness. Oh my beloved Allah, we are extremely weak servants of Yours. We make tawbah and we break our tawbah. Ya Allah, hum tawbah karte hai aur todte hai. Din raat hum apni tawbah todte hai. Lekin mere pyare Allah, even if we have broken our tawbah a million times, where do we go, O my Allah? Who is there for us besides You? Which other door is there for us besides Your door? O Allah, which other home is there besides Your home? Ya Allah, if a dog is kicked from one butcher, it can go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can go to another. But O Allah, for us there is no one besides You. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا نہیں. اے اللہ, ہم نادم ہیں, ہم شرمندہ ہیں. یا اللہ, ہم گنہگار ہیں, سیاہ کار ہیں, خطا کار ہیں, مجرم ہیں, گندے ہیں, ناپاک ہیں. لیکن میرے اللہ, پاک کرنے والی تیری ذات ہے. او اللہ, if we are going to stand outside the ocean with our dirty, filthy bodies, then we will never become pak. But oh Allah, when a person who is dirty and filthy, when he dives into the ocean, just one wave of the ocean is sufficient to make him pak. And the waters of the ocean still remain pak. Oh my beloved Allah, you who are the creator of that ocean, the ocean of your maghfirat is so vast, oh my Allah, that just one drop from that ocean is sufficient to wash away our sins. Ya Allah, we do not want to return to those sins. Nafs and shaitan want to drag us down the gutters. Nafs and shaitan want to take us towards a life of humiliation, shame and embarrassment and disgrace. Nafs and shaitan want to drag us to Jahannam. Ya Allah, we are seeking from you the road to Jannat. We are seeking from you the road to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of doing that which is pleasing to you. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. Oh Allah, forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darknesses of night. Oh my beloved Allah, our hearts have become engulfed with darkness. Allah, the darkness of evil, the darkness of malice, the darkness of greed, the darkness of pride, the darkness of arrogance, the darkness of envy and jealousy, the darkness of evil passions and desires. Oh my Allah, how much of darkness has engulfed our heart. But oh Allah, who is there to purify this heart besides you? Allah, clean and purify our hearts of all the evil that has embedded itself. Ya Allah, bless us with the akhlaq of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, light up our hearts with the noor of iman, with the noor of yaqeen, with the noor of tawakkul, with the noor of zuhud and taqwa, with the noor of qanaat. Light up our hearts, O Allah, with the noor of ibadat, with the noor of zikr and tilawat. Ey mere pyare Allah, hamare dilon ko noorani bana de. Ey Allah, zulmat ko dur kar de. Ey Allah, hum sab ko apna bana le, aur tu hamara ban ja. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. O Allah, if you become ours, then everything is ours. If you are not ours, then nothing will be ours. O Allah, bless us with long life, so that we may accumulate the maximum amount of good deeds before we leave. But O Allah, if the fitnas are too great, and we will not be able to resist, then, O my beloved Allah, take us away with salamati of iman. Ey mere pyare khuda, bless us with good health. We are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Ey mere Allah, hum bimar hain. Ey Allah, hume shifa ata farma. Ya Allah, har bimari se shifa ata farma. Don't test us, O my Allah. We are extremely weak, O Allah. Bless us with shifa from all our ailments and diseases. Ya Allah, give us the ni'mat of good health. Ey Allah, do not test us. Ey mere pyare khuda, jo bhi bimar hai usko shifa de. Whether they are in hospitals or in homes, wherever they may be, oh Allah, bless them with shifa tam. Ey Allah, bless them with sehat tamma, kamila, ajila, daima, mustamirra. Ey mere pyare khuda, ruhani sehat ata farma, jismani sehat ata farma. Ya Allah, those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Ameen. Those who have got financial problems, O Allah, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. And remove their financial difficulties. Ya Allah, protect us and safeguard us from going towards haram. Ya Allah, there can be no barakat in any kind of haram. Ya Allah, why should we go towards the banks and borrow on interest? Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to lead a simple life, but not to go and borrow from the banks. Ya Allah, when our houses are on bond, when our carpets are on interest, when our curtains are on interest, when our furniture is on interest, when our clothing on interest, when our food is also purchased with our credit cards on interest, then, oh my beloved Allah, how can we expect barakat in those homes? Ey mere pyare khuda, give us the realization to get rid from our lives of everything that is haram. Ey Allah, hame sehat de, afiyat de. Tera qurb de, teri marifat de, tera yaqeen de. Allah, give us such a bond with you. Such a bond with you, O my beloved Allah. The nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you for a single moment. Give us such a bond with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Ya Allah, we make ittiba of his sunnats. Ey mere pyare khuda, Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam ki sachi muhabbat naseeb farma. Ameen. اے اللہ ہم جھوٹے عاشق ہیں, اے اللہ ہم جھوٹے عاشق ہیں, اے اللہ روزانہ حضور علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کے عشق کے قصے بیان کرتے ہیں لیکن جھوٹے عاشق. یا اللہ وی آر ہپوکریٹس آن دا سرفس آف دس ارتھ, وی سنگ دا پریزز آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, بٹ او اللہ وی ڈونٹ وانٹ ٹو میک اتباع آف نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام. یا اللہ ایوری ٹیچنگ آف ہز از ڈیفیکلٹ فار اس, بٹ او مائی بلوڈ اللہ ٹو نائٹ ان دس مبارک مجلس, یا اللہ وی دا رینز آف رحمت آف فورنگ, یا اللہ فورگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس, یا اللہ فورگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس, یا اللہ فورگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس, یا اللہ کاز اس ٹو بی ڈرینچڈ ان دا رینز آف رحمت. یا اللہ ایکسپٹ دا توبہ آف ایوری ون دیٹ از ہیر, ایکسپٹ دا توبہ آف اور سسٹرز, ایکسپٹ دا توبہ آف اور پیرنٹس. یا اللہ فورگیو اور پیرنٹس, اور وائفز اینڈ چلڈرن, اور برادرز اینڈ سسٹرز, اینڈ دی انٹائر امت آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اے اللہ بس تو ہی ہمارا سہارا ہے, اے اللہ تو ہی ہمارا سہارا ہے. او مائی اللہ یو آر دا اونلی سپورٹ دیٹ وی ہیو. یا اللہ بلیس اس ود رزق حلال, پلینٹی فل آف رزق حلال. اے اللہ سیو اس فرام حرام. یا اللہ گیو اس دا توفیق ٹو بیکم لائک لائنز اگینسٹ نفس, گیو اس دا ہمت اینڈ کریج ٹو تھرو آؤٹ آف اور ہومز آل دا فلتھ دیٹ ہیز انٹرڈ ان دا فارم آف دا ٹیلی ویژن اینڈ دا موویز اینڈ دا فلتھی میگزینز. اے اللہ گیو اس دا ہمت اینڈ دا کریج ٹو تھرو اٹ آؤٹ آف اور لائفز. اے اللہ گیو اس دا توفیق ٹو ڈو دیٹ وچ از پلیزنگ ٹو یو. یا اللہ بلیس اس ود دا بیسٹ آف دس ورلڈ اینڈ دا بیسٹ آف آخرت. Those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Ya Allah, those who have children, make them obedient to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to the parents. Ay Allah, humari aulaad ko nek aur salih bana. Ay Allah, deendar bana de. Humari aankho ki thandak bana de. Ay Allah, humari aulaad ko humari liye sadqa-e jariya bana de. Ay Allah, those who are finding it difficult to find the right marriage partners, make it extremely easy for them to find such partners who will be an assistance to their deen. Allah, protect us from zina, protect us from speaking lies, protect us from gambling, protect us from adultery and fornication. Ay Allah, Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ummat is suffering. Ay Allah, the ummat is suffering. And the suffering of the ummat is a suffering for my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, give my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam some good news, O Allah, of his ummat. Ay Allah, remove the difficulties and the hardships of the ummat. Ay Allah, the enemies are bombarding, Ay Allah, with the missiles, with the gunships. Ay mere pyare khuda, be-rahmi ke saath, be-dardi ke saath, Ay Allah, ummat ko khatam kiya ja raha hai. Ay Allah, اب تو ان کے حال پر رحم کر لے. اللہ ہیو مرسی آن دا پیلسٹینین مسلمز, اللہ ہیو مرسی آن دا پیلسٹینین مجاہدین, اللہ ہیو مرسی آن دا پیلسٹینین ویمن اینڈ چلڈرن. اے اللہ مسلمانوں کی مدد اور نصرت فرما, اسسٹ دیم ان بوسنیا, ان چیچنیا, ان کشمیر, ان پاکستان, ان افغانستان, ان انڈیا, ان افریقہ. یا اللہ جہاں کہیں بھی وہ پریشان ہیں ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما. ان یورپ اینڈ امریکہ, او اللہ ریموو دا ڈیفیکلٹیز. ان برٹن ریموو دا ڈیفیکلٹیز. اے اللہ گیو ہدایت ٹو دا اینیمیز آف اسلام, اوپن دیر آئیز ٹو دا بیوٹیفل ٹیچنگز آف دین اینڈ شریعہ. بٹ او اللہ اف دے بیکم آبسٹینٹ اینڈ میڈ اپ دیر مائنڈ دیٹ دے ول ڈیفینیٹلی کریئٹ پرابلمز اینڈ دے ول سیک ڈسٹرکشن فار دا اما, دین او اللہ یو ڈسٹروائے دم لائک یو ڈسٹروائے دا عاد اینڈ ثمود. Send the gale force winds against them. O Allah, make them homeless. O my beloved Allah, send the flood waters against them. O Allah, cause the plains to crash in the mountains. Cause the ships to sink in the ocean. Create division and disunity amongst the ranks of the soldiers and army and military. Ey mere pyare khuda, you are the same Allah that was in Uhud and Badr. You are the same Allah, that powerful almighty Allah who was in Khandaq. You are that same powerful almighty Allah who was at the time of Fatah Makkah. Ey mere Allah, aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai. Ey Allah, aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai. Hum kamzor ho gaye, tu to kamzor nahi hua. You haven't become weak, O Allah. We have become weak. Don't look at our weakness and our sins, O Allah. Look at the blood of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which flowed for this ummat in Taif, in Uhud and so many places. Look at the tears of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which were shed for this ummat day and night. Allah, on occasions he wept so much that the place of sajda used to become wet with his tears. Allah, his ihram became wet with his tears. Allah, his clothes used to become wet with his tears. That sinless, masoom Nabi used to pray for us. Allah, don't let the angel of that find us in a disco, in a cinema, in a theater, in adultery or fornication, in stealing, in gambling, in any kind of sin, oh Allah. We don't know when the angel of death will strike. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, then oh Allah, take us to Medina Sharif. Ya Allah, take us to Medina Sharif. At the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With us salatu wa salam alayka ya Rasul Allah on our lips. Let our soul come dancing towards you. Let our burial be in Jannatul Baqi. But oh Allah, if our death is not muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be a death of barakat. Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of sin. Don't let him find us on some porn internet site. Don't let the angel of death find us with a filthy magazine in our hands, or bottle of wine, or popping drugs in our mouths. Allah, Rasul-e-Pak, some day and night he made duas for us. All the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Bless us with barakat in our homes, barakat in our lives, barakat in our earnings. Barakat, O Allah, in every ni'mat of yours. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially in Hajjatul Wida, how much duas he made for us. Mere piyare Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ne us mauqe par mataf mein chal karke jo manga, Hajre Aswad ko chum karke jo manga, Allah mizab rahmat ke niche khade hokar ro ro ke jo manga, حتیم کے اندر نمازیں پڑھ کر جو مانگا, ملتظم سے چمٹ کر کے جو مانگا, اللہ غلاف کعبہ سے لپٹ کر کے جو مانگا, اللہ رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے مقام ابراہیم کے پیچھے نماز پڑھ کر جو مانگا, and the duas that he made after drinking zamzam and on Safa and Marwa and at Mina and in Arafat and in Muzdalifa and in all other places. Ya Allah, all the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness, our wives and children with that goodness, and the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain. Protect Masjid Aqsa. Protect our Masajid of Allah from all the fitnas and crime and mischief. اے میرے پیارے اللہ, ہماری بھی حفاظت فرما, ہمارے مکانوں کی حفاظت فرما, ہمارے دکانوں کی حفاظت فرما, ہمارے جان مال عزت آبرو کی حفاظت فرما. Except all the works of deen that are taking place, جو بھی دین کا کام کر رہے اللہ سب کو اخلاص کی توفیق سے مالا مال فرما. رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے طفیل میں ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين